We have a Bas Yisrael. In other words, she is not a Kayan. She ate Truma b'shaygeg, by mistake. The Achagach, and afterwards, Nisus l'Kayan. She married a Kayan. So right now, it's mutter for her to eat Truma. Zak the Mishnah, im Truma shaloi zacha b'Kayan achla. What does that mean? When she ate this Truma, someone said, you know, it's Truma. Ay. So quickly, she separated Truma from her peiros to give to the Kayan, but she made the same mistake again. Instead of giving it to the Kayan, she ate it. So the din is, Mishalem es keren v'choymesh le'atzma. In other words, she's going to have to separate peiros chulin, the chulin that you took of Truma Simaisis from, which is officially to pay up the keren and the choymesh, that becomes Truma. Who does she give it to? She gives it to herself. She can eat it on her own. Had this truma been around, she would be able to eat it on her own. She wouldn't be mechuyev to give it to the kayan. She's now a kahana. She married a kayan in regard to eating truma. So what she pays for, she has to pay for the truma she ate when she was not a kahanas yet, before she married a kayan. She sets it aside. And now she can eat it. That's how the Bat Terura explains it. But the im truma shezacha b'kayin achla, in other words, if she separated truma from her peiros, and she gave it to a kayin, and afterwards she ate that truma that she gave to the kayin, b'shaygeg, was her next door neighbor, she walked in, I don't know, the balabasta said, here, have this, and by mistake she ate the truma, however the situation happened. It was after she gave it to the kayin. That's when she ate it. The din is Mishalem is Karen Labailam. Even though now she's an Ashes Kayan, the Karen she has to pay to her next door neighbor, the Kayan. The Karen she has to pay to the owner of the Truma or whoever the owner of the Truma was. But the Chaimish Liatzma, the Chaimish she can keep for herself. So she has to separate a Karen and a Chaimish from, again, Peiros Chulin Mesukanim, Peiros Chulin that she took of Truma si Maestris from. She gives the Karen to the Kayan who ate the Truma. And the chaimish she can take on her own. Why? Because the chachamim said, ha'oichel truma shaygeg. If someone eats truma b'shaygeg, b'shalom you pay keren lebailim the keren to the bailim. The chaimish, but the extra chaimish is l'chol mishayirtz. In other words, let's say she's not married to a kohen. Stamazai, I ate truma b'shaygeg. The truma is worth $10. I have to pay that $10 to the kohen that it belonged to. The chaimish, I can give to any kind I want. So here too, she has to pay back the truma to the owner of the truma, the one that the truma was given to. But the chaimish, she can give to any kind she wants. And if right now, she's a kayan because she's married to a kayan, she can keep it herself. So once again, Abbas Yisrael, who ate truma b'shagig and afterwards married a kayan. In other words, now it's mutavir to eat truma. So it depends. If it's truma shaloi zacha b'hakayin, in other words, she separated the truma from her peiros, but instead of giving it to the kayin, she ate it b'shaygeg. She pays the keren and the chaimish to herself. But if it's truma that the kayin already got, in other words, she separated truma from her peiros, gave it to the kayin, and then she ate it b'shaygeg, she pays the keren to the bailim, and the chaimish she can keep for herself. Why? Because even under regular circumstances, when you eat truma b'shaygeg, you have to pay back the owner of the truma if you already gave it to the kayan. You can't just give it to any kayan. You have to pay the owner of the truma the keren, but the chaimish you can give to whoever you want. So here too, she can give the chaimish to whomever she wants, and that could be herself. So it's an interesting thing. The Torah is mechayev her like to pay herself. Because this isn't just paying up a chayv. The Torah says this is a correction that has to be made when someone eats truma.